This is program number LW2649. Well, did you ever play it when you were a child? Ring around the roses, a pocket full of posies? Hi, this is Larry West. You might be interested. There's a fascinating story behind that nursery rhyme. It began in May of 1664, when a few people got sick and died. Only the family and a few friends knew, and no one became alarmed concerning the reason why they died. That is, until the next year, in May of 1665. 590 died. By the next month, it was over 6,000. By July, 17,000. In August, over 31,000 people died during that 1 month. Well, panic struck. And by the time it was all over, 25 million people had been killed. It wasn't a war. Some called it the Great Plague. Most called it the Black Death. It was called the Black Death really for two reasons. The victim's body would become dark, and the blackness of ignorance surrounded it as well. No one knew where it came from or how to cure it. There were lots of home remedies, all right, and the one that stuck began when some people came up with the idea that it was polluted air that brought on the plague. So they began to carry flower petals in their pockets, superstitiously believing that the sweet fragrance would ward off the plague. When a victim would be struck, he was taken outside the hospital, that is, if he was able to walk at all, and holding hands with other victims, he would walk in circles with them around rose gardens, ring around the roses, inhaling, smelling, breathing deeply the aroma from the beautiful roses. If the victim couldn't get out of bed, the doctors would fill their pockets with the petals taken from English posy plants, and they would also sprinkle the posy petals on and around the victim lying in his bed. Then, when it became more obvious that the victim was dying, the people believed that if they could just somehow get the pollution out of the lungs, they could save the victim's life. So they would put ashes in a spoon and then hold the spoon under the victim's nose, causing him to give a healthy sneeze. But not the roses, nor the posies, nor the ashes, nor the sneezes stopped the Black Plague. It wasn't until later that they found that the Black Plague came from the bites of fleas from diseased rats. But that awful experience, killing 25 million people, gave birth to the nursery song, Ring Around the Roses, a Pocket Full of Posies. Ashes, ashes, we all fall down. As best we can tell, it first came from the lips of an old man pushing a cart in London, picking up dead bodies in the alleys. You know, it's amazing what superstition does. Someone conjures up an idea and makes up a lie, and then it grows like a vine and spreads like wildfire and becomes so thick that it hides common sense. And worse than that, really, it hides God. But you find superstition everywhere. Entertainers are some of the world's worst of superstitious people. Did you know that that first-night telegrams congratulating actors on their performances are usually stuck on dressing room mirrors for superstition's sake? If they turn yellow quickly, it's considered a sign that they're production will enjoy a long run. Then, because it's considered bad luck, the last line of a play is never delivered at rehearsals. With others, as it is the barrier between the actor and his audience, the curtain is highly symbolic, and there are a number of taboos about it. To look out through the curtains is always unlucky. I understand there is one actor who has a lucky black cat. Another wore the same hat throughout his career, even when it began to fall to pieces. Superstition. It's not limited just to the 17th century. Have you ever seen an eyeball painted on the bow of a ship or a fishing boat? It's there for a reason. It's there to protect the ship from other evil eyes. Superstition. In sports, some basketball players admit they just can't go to a game without following through with their own strange warm-up rituals. It's real. Superstition is real. It's now, and thousands are enslaved by it. All you have to do is just pick up almost any newspaper and find out how popular superstition is. How many read their horoscope daily? It hides common sense, and worse, it hides God. According to the Bible, there is no such thing as fate, good or bad luck. God is the one in absolute control. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. I have a Bible study course that talks about God's control. It's yours free. Write me for it in care of this address. Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.